I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. Today we're going to be looking at idioms about something which is really important to, well, certainly most of us and probably all of us, money. We like it. Well, most of us really like it. Of course, life isn't all about money, but it is helpful, isn't it? So let's have a look at a few of these idioms. Some of these are really nice, positive idioms about money. Some of them a little bit negative because, of course, there are good times with money and there are not so good times with money. So here's the first one, and it's to bring home the bacon. Bring home the bacon. And this means to earn a salary enough to support a family. I guess the idea here is that you have enough money that you can pay for some bacon, which your family can then eat. To bring home the bacon. It's a bit of a funny idiom. An example is, I work weekends, so I can bring home the bacon. I can support my family with my salary. Next, from rags to riches. And this means going from having nothing to being very, very rich. You often hear stories about people who had very difficult starts to life, came from poor families, but then started a great business and made millions or billions of pounds or dollars or euros. For example, after a difficult start to life, he went from rags to riches after finding success with his tech company. Next, to foot the bill. To foot the bill, and this means to pay for something expensive. An example of this is, my parents are going to foot the bill for my university education. To foot the bill. Next is to cost an arm and a leg. To cost an arm and a leg. And if I said to you, do you think this means to buy something very, very cheap or very, very expensive? What would you say? Well, it makes sense, right? An arm and a leg means to cost a lot, a very large amount, usually too much. For example, the repair work on my car cost me an arm and a leg, a lot of money. Next, to pour or to throw money down the drain. To pour or throw money down the drain. And this means to spend money carelessly. For example, my grandmother throws money down the drain, always buying products from that catalogue. Wasting money or spending money carelessly, recklessly. Next, money doesn't grow on trees. This is very true, right? Money doesn't grow on trees. And it basically means that you must work hard in order to earn money. It doesn't just grow on trees. I might say, he works 12 hours a day as money doesn't grow on trees. Next, strapped for cash. So if you are strapped for cash, it means that you don't have any money. I might say, if I were strapped for cash, could you lend me £10? I'm strapped for cash. Next, to go bust. To go bust. This means that a company has lost all of its money and has to close down. For example, unfortunately, the furniture company went bust last December. Okay, two more to go. Next is to struggle to make ends meet. And this means to have problems paying for the basic things in life. An example of this, we were struggling to make ends meet, so I had to get a second job on weekends. And here's the final example, head over heels in debt. Head over heels in debt. And there are other idioms with head over heels. For example, to be head over heels in love. This is a really nice one. Whereas head over heels in debt is a little bit more negative. It means to be in big financial trouble when you owe a lot of money. For example, since losing his job in March, Peter has been head over heels in debt. Okay, so there you have 10 idioms about money. I hope you found it interesting and useful to learn these idioms. And remember, if you're interested in taking English classes with me online, you can find all my details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. So that's all for me for today's podcast. Have a great day, and I'll see you again for another podcast next time.